82 degrees already outside our studios at 856. It's time to check on commodity markets, and we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and after being mixed in the overnight early, we are lower across the board at the moment. July corn down 3.75 at 408 and a quarter. December down 1.5 at 421. We have August soybeans down 8.75 at 881. And the Novembers are down 9 at 899.5. Wheat for July at 502, down 12. Outside markets, the gasoline down 191. Crude oil down 69 a barrel. The U.S. dollar down 16 at 96.25. S&P is down 22.5 at 29.65. Gold up $6. Silver down 4 cents. Grains lower across the board. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities Normal. You can reach us at 800-779-1515.
Thank you very much, Pete. We appreciate that update here this morning. A couple of other notes for you here today. Export inspections data showed just 272,000 metric tons of corn shipped in the week that ended June 27th. That was down 56% from the previous week and well below a year ago as well. Right now, accumulated exports about 9% below last year at 1.64 billion bushels. Meanwhile, on the soybean side of things, exporters shipped 719,000 metric tons of soybeans the week of June 27th. About 397,000 metric tons headed to China. That was a slip of just 1.7% from last week and 15.4% lower year to year. Crop progress yesterday showing that 94% of the U.S. corn crop was emerged. Crop ratings steady at 56%, good to excellent. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, crop progress showing that 92% of the crop has been planted. That's below the 99% average, with 83% emerged, also below the 95% average. And crop conditions did not improve on the soybean side at 54%, good to excellent. Let's take a look at current conditions here in the WILL listening area. Here in Urbana, we're already up to a temperature of 83 degrees now with plenty of sunshine. Those dew points in the low to mid-70s, so awfully sticky outside as well. Right now we've got a southwest wind at around 5 miles per hour. Meanwhile, in Bloomington, Normal, 79 degrees at last check with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. Up to 82 in Decatur, southwest wind there at 8 miles per hour. 81 degrees in Danville, also with a southwest wind of 8 miles per hour. 83 degrees in Charleston-Mattoon and 82 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says the hot and humid conditions will stick with us through the 4th of July holiday. Today, mostly sunny skies with a slight chance of a thunderstorm late in the day, a high of 92 degrees, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, dropping down to a low of 72 degrees. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, down to a low of 71. And for Thursday, Independence Day, partly cloudy skies, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Do stay tuned. We've got 2 hours of 1A coming up next. That'll be followed by the 21st with Nyla Boodoo. And here and now, starting at noon, we'll keep you up to date with news and information throughout the day here on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 83 degrees and sunshine at 9 o'clock. 1A is next.